My name is Anne-Marie Byrne. My story with cancer began in the 1990s and it recurred then in 2016 and 2017. I've been a service user here in Purple House for a couple of years and now I've moved on to being a volunteer as well. There's a lot of programs here in Purple House that I found very useful, like the Thrive and Survive program. And I'm also a member of the choir and I'm in the writing group. So it's taken over my life in the last couple of years. But that's why I think it's good to move on and volunteer and give something back. What brought me to Purple House was that my mother had been a user herself. And unfortunately, she's passed away now. But I knew about the services here in Purple House. And one day I just walked in and registered and had a look at what therapies were available at the time, because I was kind of post-operative then. So I found it very good to get the therapeutic services that are here in Purple House. As time progressed, I moved on to be more active. And now, for instance, I'm using the gym. I've just been in the gym today, where we have a physiotherapist, Emma Casey, and she designs a program for each individual to suit your needs, because people, when they're post-operative, they need specific exercises to recuperate. Purple House is a multifaceted therapeutic centre. Some people need very direct one-to-one counselling. Other people just like to meet in a group for relaxation or yoga. It's got a wide range of services here in Purple House, and it's well worth, if anybody is starting with cancer, to have a look and see what's available. Sometimes people like to register, but they don't need to do anything at the time, especially if they're having treatment. But it can become useful later on to pick up the pieces of your life and get onto one of the programs here. That's what I find, that it's just such a myriad of services available. Yeah. And not just for the people who are suffering, it's also for their families, their spouses, their children. There's a wonderful service here for children who have either been diagnosed with cancer themselves or who have been affected by cancer because a member of their family has cancer. It's one of the unique services here. There's not a lot available for children around the country that have been affected by cancer. So I think the Purple House Children's Service is excellent. Well, I know there's a lot of demands on people's time and money at the moment, but cancer will always be with us, and we just need to continue the services of Purple House for the community of Bray and the whole hinterland of Bray. It's a vital service. It'll be top of my list now for any fundraising events.